In Baltimore, some residents are finding a novel way to fight off the winter blues. Magnet fishing is bringing residents down to a local pier to see what kind of trash or treasure they can pry up from the muck. WYPR's Scott Massioni has more.
On a windy evening in mid-January, about 14 people are out on the pier standing in mid-30-degree weather.
Okay, remember, so you want to stand on this side, grab your guy, and toss him in. What? Way to go.
Jack Benson's teaching some of them how to magnet fish.
Let it sink all the way. Let it sink. Yeah, be patient.
On Thursday nights, people of all ages gather in the Fells Point neighborhood of Baltimore to fish metal objects out of the water. They use high-powered magnets tied to ropes to jiggle objects out from the seabed. The magnets are cylindrical and only about the size of your fist, but they have the pull force of thousands of pounds. Allie Chalmers is slowly pulling up a rope, feeling for anything that might snatch onto her magnet.
Well, I wanted it to go a little farther, but it didn't. Do you see the tension?
Yeah.
Right here? It's pretty wild. Like, look. You kind of feel like that tension?
Like, it's like dragging.
It is. It's like it's dragging and it's feeling a bunch of something.
Chalmers is bundled up against the wind and wears a heavy set of gloves to keep her hands warm as she continues pulling the magnet in.
I mean, it's kind of weird. As you move it along, you can feel that there's a lot of things that it's attracted to down there. Like, I can feel heaviness right now, even. Almost like a fish is on it, which I know it's not.
It's not just scraps that the magnet fishers have brought up from the piers. In the past month, they've hauled in 15 scooters, lawn chairs, headphones, knives, and even a gun. That last one they turned into the authorities. Evan Woodard is the organizer behind the magnet fishing meetup. He started posting his finds on social media and then decided to make it into a community event.
It's a great way to connect everyone together. You get all walks of life. You get people that are like boat captains that come out. So it's like, there's just, everyone's out here doing this, having fun.
Woodard bags up all the finds at the end of the night and makes sure they're disposed of properly. But tonight's bounty is a little light. People are mostly bringing up cans, rusty pieces of rebar, and unidentifiable pieces of metal. Things pick up, though, when one of the smaller magnet fishers arrives on the scene.
My name's Steve.
With a V, yep.
And that's a Calvin right here.
Steve Broadhead and his 7-year-old son Calvin heard about magnet fishing from a friend.
Calvin has watched videos on YouTube of people magnet fishing in Britain.
Jack Benson's showing Calvin the ropes, and during their lesson, something gets snagged.
All right, ready? You gotta be real gentle. Just hold this line here. Get your dad. Yeah, there you go. And then I'm gonna try to go down and see if I can grab it. Bring it up a little bit. There we go.
All right. Oh, my gosh.
Calvin and Benson pull up a pipe about 15 feet long, and Calvin loses it.
What? How long is this?
He sits down next to his catch while his dad captures the moment.
I think I just caught a big pipe.
For NPR News in Baltimore, I'm Scott Massioni.